listening to WBH Sports Radio. I'm your host, William Holly. Thank you for tuning in to episode number I want to talk to you guys about, I guess, the future of this podcast, some of the things I'm trying to accomplish. But before we can talk about the future, I think it's best that we go back. My first time recording a podcast was back in December 2017, I believe. I came into the Brooklyn College radio station. I was looking to record some audio clips so I can put some tape out and maybe send it to some radio stations, see if they would pick me up. And the guys here was like, yo, Will, man, you just got to do your own thing. So it wasn't the most comfortable thing to do, but I started to put it together, started to like it a little bit more, started to feel a little bit more confident. And I said, you know what? Let's do this. You know, I believe in my story, right? The things that I've done, the experiences that I've had, whether it's playing a game, coaching a game, working professional organizations, like I believe in that, you know, and I think it's something audiences would appreciate. Not just my journey, but the story of my friends. You know how many cool people I know that are doing great things that maybe necessarily the world doesn't know? Like, I wanted to highlight those. I wanted to tell a story of Kayvon Baker and his youth organization. I want to tell the story of my man DA coming from the islands, not knowing one person, yet working his way to be a scholarship athlete. Like, I know people doing some dope stuff. And I wanted to put it together on this platform. You know, there was never a shortage of confidence or belief. But I knew there was one major hole in my game, and that was the marketing, that was the social media, that was growing the platform. You know, I'm like, I got Aaron Judge, like, what else y'all want me to do? Now, of course, do I need to continue to work on my skills as a presenter? Of course. I'm in the house reading aloud so I could work on my speech and my diction. Like, of course, man, I got to always sharpen my skills. That's for forever. But I felt that we were putting together something nice and the world didn't see. So when you see me put out podcasts sporadically, it wasn't because of lack of confidence. It wasn't because I didn't believe, right? I just needed help filling that gap. Like, until I answer that question, we can never really get on the path we're supposed to get on, you know? And even with that, I went away to coach for a little bit. When I do stuff like that, that doesn't take away from the podcast. That's more stories. That's more experience. That's more content. So everything I do is for the show. And it was really the Sebastian Telfair situation where I thought he was getting a raw deal. Like, I really felt, and I really wish that I had a bigger platform to help him, to sound a louder alarm. So I said, man, we got to do something. So I jumped in my phone. I reached out to one of my friends who I know does a lot of good business, dude from high school. I said, man, I need help, dog. He said, well, what you doing? I said, man, I'm doing this podcast. I'm like, it's all right, man. My people, they rock with it. They respect it. You know what I'm saying? I had Aaron Judge on the pod. We trying to stay busy. I said, but dog, you know me, man. I need help with this promotion. He said, well, don't worry. I got somebody for you. So he sends me the number. I reach out to dude. I said, yo, I'm trying to go to the top of the world. He said, all right, well, let me get back to you. So it's about a week. This is when I was in North Carolina. We played phone tag, talked a little bit. I said, listen, when I get back, we link up. So we finally meet up. You know what I mean? The brother shows up with his blazer, professional. I'm like, all right, what's up? And before we met up, I sent him a link to my Aaron Judge podcast. I sent him a link to some stuff I did. And he said, let me check it out. And when we met up, he had notes. He had notes on some of the things I was doing. He had notes on some of the things I sent him and some things I didn't send him. Brother was doing his research. He was like, yo, Will, I think this is where we can do some stuff here to grow the pod. We could do some stuff here, man, to help market. And I was really feeling what he was saying. I really felt his energy and his vibe. Now, he wants me to hire him, right? So it could have been fake and phony, but I didn't feel that. You know what I mean? He said, yo, Will, you got a crazy story. He's like, it's time to show the world, and I think I can help you. So I am excited to say that finally I have some help on the social media side, and I'm excited because this is the first time that I feel, okay, now we cooking with gasoline, or however the saying goes. Okay, now I got the machine behind me to help push this thing, right? And not just push it for me, but push it for the great network that I have and all the amazing people that I know. My man Brandon Bain came from Grenada, worked his way up from a volunteer with the Kingsborough staff. Now he's the head girls basketball coach. I know too many dope people, man. Too many dope stories. And I want this to be a place we can come share those experiences, man. And I'm just excited that I now have that machine behind me. He said, well, what you want to do? I said, dog, I just want to record and get the hell out the way. He was like, all right, man, say no more. So look forward to some more social media postings. So what I need from everyone listening to this show right now, please, if you don't already do so, because I really promoted it because, again, I knew I probably wasn't going to be that active. But now, listen, I need you to follow me on Twitter at WBH Radio, on Instagram at WBH Radio. If you got Facebook, hit up my personal Facebook, William Holly. So I guess how it's going to play out, I'm going to record the episode and he's going to chop it up. He's going to be like, yo, Will, we should do this. We should put this clip out. We should join the conversation here. And he's going to help me with that. Now, if there's any messages or if there's any comments, that's going to be me. But as far as putting the videos and stuff together, he's going to assist me with that. Now, the brother ain't cheap now. So I'm going to introduce another first. I'm going to ask you to help donate to the podcast so we can keep it moving and hopefully accomplish great things. I'm going to give you my Cash App. I guess it's the $ WBH Radio. Please get your brother, send your brother 20 piece, 15, 10, 5, a dollar. A dollar? What? A dollar, son. I would take a dollar contribution. Side note, have you ever neglected to tip somebody because you thought a dollar was too low? Like you were embarrassed to give someone a dollar? Have you ever done that? Because I have. I'm like, nah, son, I don't want to offend, son. Let me keep my dollar. It wasn't until I spoke with one of the doormen in New York City, like when I was doing my limo gig. He was like, dang, well, that guy didn't give me a dollar. I say, yo, he probably didn't want to offend you. He was like, okay, Will, but what if him and the other 19 people I helped find a cab today, what if they had the same mindset? Now I'm out of $20. I'm like, damn, that's a good point. So don't hesitate to tip somebody a dollar. But yes, again, follow me on Twitter at WBH Radio, on Instagram at WBH Radio, the Cash App, $ WBH Radio. And I am excited about the future. I want to thank everybody that's been rocking with me thus far. My man D, of course, Fenton, even though he drive me crazy. My man K-Mac was on today. Miss Nicole Howard, who's always listening. Miss Nia Tasha Scruggs, who always hits me up. And, yo, that's WBA Sports Radio. Your host, William Holly. Until next time, man, we out.